Now, the US President Barack Obama has once again cast the spotlight onto Ireland's corporation tax regime and how it's being used by American companies to reduce their tax bills. In a speech in Los Angeles, he said companies who relocate to countries with lower tax rates were gaming the system. And in a follow-up interview with the business news network CNBC, one country was at the top of his mind when he was giving examples.
If you simply acquire a small company in Ireland or some other country to take advantage of the low tax rate, you start saying we're now magically an Irish company, despite the fact that you may only have 100 employees there and you've got 10,000 employees in the United States, you're just gaming the system. You are an American company. You continue to benefit in all kinds of ways from being an American company. It is true that there are a lot of things that may be legal that probably aren't the right thing to do by the country.
Now, Fergal O'Rourke is the chairman of the Tax Policy Committee of the American Chamber of Commerce of Ireland. He's also the head of tax with PricewaterhouseCoopers Ireland and has advised several multinationals like Google and Facebook on their tax affairs here. He's been giving me his response to what President Obama had to say.
Well, first of all, I think it's important to make clear what this speech was not about. It's not about the hundreds of US companies that are employing well over 120,000 people directly in Ireland. It's not about that at all. What his speech about last night was about a small number of US companies who are fleeing the US. And be very clear, he was talking about US companies leaving the US. This is a US problem which US Congress has to sort out, and he's made it clear that that is the case. These companies aren't all coming to Ireland. And to put this in context, about 70 companies have left the US in the last decade. But there's no doubt there's a number of others that are queuing at the gate. The US corporate tax regime is broken. Congress seems to be taking a long time to fix it. And these companies are, in a sense, voting with their feet and saying, we want to move to a location that is better run from a tax perspective.
Now, how many of them are coming to Ireland, Fergal? So how many companies in Ireland have availed of this inversion practice?
There's a very small number, actually. It's probably in the teens. These companies have gone to Switzerland, to Holland, to the United Kingdom, and to ourselves. So this is a US issue. They are fleeing the US. They are not necessarily attracted by ourselves or the UK, the Netherlands. They want to get out of the US system.
How big is their practice here? Because the president talked about companies that have, we'll say, 10,000 employees in the US and then maybe around 100 here, and then they call themselves an Irish company for tax purposes. Is that common?
It's not. As I said, in the last decade, 70 have moved. But to be very clear again, and this
no,
is
but I mean within.
Over.
Sorry, I'm talking about those that you said in the teens. So we'll say the dozen or so companies that have come here and have availed of this inversion practice. Is this exactly what they're doing?
Well, no, because and the president was left slightly. The elephant in the room was these companies that have their 10,000 or 100,000 employees still in the United States are still paying U.S. tax on those U.S. profits. But what they're doing is declaring that their overall corporate residency is moving to the United Kingdom or to Ireland or whatever. And it's a problem the U.S. has to sort out itself. Nobody else can sort out the problem of U.S. companies leaving the U.S. other than the U.S. Congress.
I mean, you yourself have advised the likes of Google and Facebook and LinkedIn in the past on how to minimise their tax liabilities by locating here and using mechanisms like the so-called double Irish. But isn't it an end? Isn't it a zero-sum game? Like, eventually, everyone loses out.
No, again, and we shouldn't be mixing up things, this is nothing to do with the hundreds of US companies that employ well over 120,000 people here and have substantive activities here. This is nothing whatsoever to do with that. This is to do with a small number of companies who are saying the US tax system is broke and we don't want to be US companies anymore. We shouldn't look to mix the two issues up. They're entirely unrelated.
Okay, but the president did talk about the companies being unpatriotic. Do you think corporations have a nationality? Do they have a patriotic duty?
I think companies are part of the social fabric that they have to contribute to the regime of the country in which they're from. So, you know, tax at the end of the day is a very simple process. You raise tax to actually meet government expenditure and to address market imbalances, and as part of the social contract between citizens and the government. I don't think a country can arrange its affairs so that it's not resident anywhere in the world. But that's an issue for the US. The US have to determine if a company is established there and grows up there, if I can put it that way, whether it can leave there or not. And every company in the world has a headquarters and has a if you wanted to call it, a tax domicile somewhere. As to whether companies can change that domicile and move elsewhere, that's a matter for individual countries. So, for example, Ireland allows you, if an Irish company here wanted to change its domicile and residence and move its headquarters somewhere, Ireland allows it to do that. Within the EU, we have free movement of capital. So, in a sense, does a company have to be headquartered somewhere? Absolutely. Does it have to be tethered that way for all eternity? That's a question for each country to answer itself and to legislate for itself.
And that was Fergal O'Rourke, Chairman of the Tax Policy Committee at the American Chamber of Commerce of Ireland, speaking to me a short time ago. I'm joined in studio now by Simon Harris, the Minister of State at the Department of Finance. Thanks indeed for coming into us this lunchtime. Simon Harris, should we be worried about the fact that clearly for the US President, when it comes to gaming the system, Ireland is the first country that he thinks of?
No, I mean, obviously, we very clearly note the comments of the US President. And in fact, these are comments that the Irish authorities have been in discussion with the US administration already. This is very much, as Fergal has already pointed out, this is very much a US issue. The reality of the situation is inversions are occurring because of an anomaly in the US tax code. Now, the Irish government is prepared to do whatever it can to assist the US administration. But really, we need action from the US if the US wish to tackle it. And I think, in fairness to President Obama, the tone of his comments were very much directed towards the US domestic audience, towards US multinationals, and towards the US Congress in terms of taking action. Whatever action they wish to take is a matter for their Congress.
Yeah, I suppose, do we really care if a company is being unpatriotic to the US?
Well, I mean, we certainly care from two aspects. We care from the point of view of this country and this government is concerned about one thing in relation to multinationals, trying to compete to attract as many jobs and as much tax into this country as possible. And we've seen huge success in relation to that, with 18,000 more multinational jobs over the last 3 years and an increase of 10% on job commitments this year on last year. So we're concerned about the job creation, real jobs, real money, real tax, not sort of pretend jobs or people pretending to be located here and not here. And we're also concerned about reputation. I mean, we want to be transparent. We are transparent. We have a statute-based corporation tax system. And that's what we want to continue. And we're very eager to assist the US administration in any way that we can. But it is very important that lines don't get blurred. This is very much a US issue. Inversions are of no benefit to this country. They don't bring jobs here. They don't bring tax here. And in fact, there's a potential cost here.
So shouldn't we do something to stop them?
Absolutely. But primarily, this has to be a matter for the US. As Fergal quite rightly outlined in your previous interview, it is up to a country to decide what it does to ensure a company remains in its country. So it's not for me to advise the US in relation to its own corporate tax regime or in relation to its own business rules. But certainly the Irish administration and Minister Noonan have made it very clear to the US administration that anything we can do to assist, we will. But primarily the US Congress has to take action. And I've read commentary in relation to President Obama's own party, the Democrats, having one view and the Republican Party in the US having another view. It's up to Congress and President Obama to take the action they believe is appropriate. It's up to this country and this government to continue to do what we can to compete for real jobs and real tax, and that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, but let me put the point to you that I put to Fergal O'Rourke there, and that is that eventually it becomes a zero-sum game. If you've got, like, for example, we take Google Ireland, who we saw paying €27 million in tax on a €17 billion revenue last year. I mean, clearly there's something wrong with the system, and eventually if another country comes along and sets up a corporation tax rate that's lower than ours, and we see companies leaving here to go there and so on, eventually everyone loses out. The company is the only one that wins, and taxpayers in all these countries, you know, there should be some revenue somewhere, surely.
No, I think you make a very fair point, and I want to be very clear now to decouple the two issues, the President Obama comments in relation to inversions and the broader point you make in relation to transparency and making sure people pay their way. We have a situation here in this country where profits earned in this country are taxed in this country. But as you'd be well aware, the OECD is currently reviewing international tax rules under what they call the BEPS process. Ireland and the Department of Finance had a public consultation process which only concluded this week. The Department of Finance will look at all these submissions from various stakeholders, and we're very eager to be at the fore. In Minister Noonan's budget speech of last year, again, he was very clear that this country values its corporation tax. This country wants to compete. It wants to be competitive. We're proud of the fact that we're attracting jobs. We're proud of the benefit they bring to communities up and down the length and breadth of this Ireland. But we also want to be part of the broader question that you ask in terms of international tax rules. But everyone needs to move together on this. Ireland can't just do one thing. The US can't do one thing. We are all interdependent in that regard.
Okay, turning very briefly, can I turn to the prospect of Ireland getting a deal to get at least some of the money back that we spent on bailing out the banks from the European Stability Mechanism Fund? After the June 2012 summit, we were told by this government that that was a game changer, that the door was now open for Ireland to apply for retroactive recapitalisation. But here we are 2 years later, and we've got no indication that that's going to happen. in fact, we get repeated warnings from officials, from leading German politicians, the latest being Joachim Pfeiffer yesterday at an event in Dublin, who said basically no chance, little hope of getting, now at this stage there is little hope of getting any of that money back, isn't there?
No, not at all. This is an ongoing process, and at every juncture the Irish government has been told by people in the media and by our political opponents that this isn't possible or that isn't possible. And look at the progress that we've made to date on promissory notes, on interest rate changes, on extending the length of our loans. The Irish government is considering every possible option to lessen the burden on the taxpayer, and one of those options is retrospective recapitalisation.
But it's being ruled out by the... It needs unanimous approval, and it's not going to get it by the looks of things.
But let's look at the reality as opposed to individual comments. And the reality are that Minister Noonan managed to succeed in the draw up of the articles for direct recapitalisation to have retrospective recapitalisation included. But it is one of a number of options, Vincent, and we as a government will assess the situation and will make an application for what we believe to be the best option in terms of the overall aim of this government, which is reducing the burden on the taxpayer. It's not possible to make any application until the single supervisory mechanism is in place. As you know, the Irish government prioritised the establishment of banking union during our presidency of the EU, and this is very much work ongoing.
Okay. Simon Harris, Minister of State at the Department of Finance, thanks very much for coming into us this lunchtime.